Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
This Lent, we've been looking at some of the disciples who followed Jesus. We began with Andrew and James and John and Matthew last Sunday. And today, we look at the disciple Nathanael. And as I read this, I'm reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. And as I read this, I would just ask you to think about what kind of person this is and what he might say to our lives today. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. He met Philip, who, like Andrew and Peter, came from Bethsaida, and said to him, "Follow me." And Philip went to find Nathanael and told him, "We have found the man of whom Moses wrote in the law, the man foretold by the prophets. It is Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." "Nazareth?" Nathanael exclaimed. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said, "Here is an Israelite worthy of the name. There is nothing false in him." Nathanael asked him, "How is it that you know me?" And Jesus replied, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip spoke to you." "Rabbi," said Nathanael, "you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered, "Do you believe this because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than that." Then he added, "In very truth, I tell you all, you will see heaven wide open and God's angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In daily life, there are people that we meet only briefly, but yet they leave an indelible mark on our lives. And such a person was the disciple Nathanael. We read about him only very briefly in the Gospel of John, but again, he leaves his mark on our lives. What kind of person was he? What does he have to say to our lives today? I think, first of all, Nathanael was a thoughtful person. We're told that he was under the fig tree. And this has special meaning in the Bible. Back in those days, homes were very small. They're often smoke-filled from cooking fires and so forth. And if you wanted to get away and just be by yourself and kind of collect things and gather yourself together, you went outside and sat under the fig tree, which was a tree that was broad and protected you from the sun. There's a story, a classic story, really, about a young man who wanted to get a job with a logging camp. And he approached the foreman and asked for a job. And the foreman said, "Well, let me see you fell that tree over there." And the young man went and felled the tree. And the foreman was impressed. And he said, "Okay, come in on Monday. You'll start then. You're hired." Monday came and went, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then the foreman said to this young man, "Here's your paycheck." And the young man said, "Well, I thought you just pay people on Friday. And the foreman said, that's our normal custom, but you're being let go. Your productivity is down every day that you're here. And the man said, but I've worked so hard. I come in before anybody. I leave after everyone's finished. I don't even take a coffee break. And the foreman looked at him and saw he was being quite straightforward. And he said, have you ever stopped to sharpen your saw? And the young man said, no, I'm too busy for that. Too busy trying to cut down the trees. Taking time apart to sharpen your saw. It's another metaphor for, you know, sitting under the fig tree. Just a time to be quiet and gather things together. Now, many of us at this point in time with the coronavirus are restricted pretty much in our movements. But still, our minds can be racing. Our worries can be there going very quickly through our minds. We can be very active, even though we're socially isolated. And even in this time, it's important, I think, just to take some time to step apart and to be by ourselves and to think and draw ourselves together to gain strength for the day. This was Nathaniel, a very thoughtful kind of person. There's something else about this man. Philip comes and says, we have found the Messiah, and this is Jesus of Nazareth. And Nathaniel is a very skeptical guy about all of this. He says, that famous statement, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth was a little town down the road. There was a lot of rivalry between Nathanael's town and Nazareth. And he's kind of prejudiced. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? You know, can anything good come out of Waterbury? Can anything good come out of Danbury? Maybe Greenwich, maybe New Canaan, maybe the Messiah would come from a place like that. I think this account warns us that Nathaniel's prejudice against his neighbor, you can't really judge a person by where they come from. There's, again, a very true account of life in Hardin County in Kentucky back in the small years of the 1800s. And, of course, mail delivery was an occasional thing back in the countryside there in the early 1800s. And a mailman came around, and one of the people there said, what's going on in the big world? We hardly hear anything about what's going on outside of Hardin County. And the mailman said, well, you know, things are bad with England again. There might be war once again. There's talk of a national bank. But there's a lot going on in the big world outside of Hardin County. And then the mailman said, well, what's going on here? What's taking place here? And the man said, you know Hardin County. Don't even ask. There's nothing going on here. The only thing I can think of, said the man, is that, you know, Tom Lincoln and Nancy Hanks had a little boy. That's all that's happened here. Nothing much. And of course, that little boy was Abraham Lincoln, someone who went on to be president of this country and a person who's regarded as a world leader even today. You can't judge a person by where he comes from. Nathanael said, you know, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And Philip, his friend, said, come and see, come and check it out. And fortunately, Nathanael did. So we have a man here who is skeptical, but he's a person who's thoughtful, sits under that fig tree. There's something else about this man, Nathanael, too, and that is that he was a good person. When he starts following Jesus, Jesus turns and says, behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile. Behold, an Israelite who is a person of integrity. Now, remember back in school, hearing the story of Diogenes, the philosopher. He was going through a town in Greece holding a lantern, a lit lantern, on a very sunny day. And people asked the philosopher, why are you walking around with a lit lantern in the sunshine? What are you looking for? And Diogenes answered and said, I'm looking for an honest man. An honest man. And I can't find one even in the sunshine, even in the bright sunshine. Nathanael was a person of integrity. He was an honest person. Back in Israel, back in Italy, in the old days, if a craftsman were making a table, or if an artist were working on stone to make a statue, sometimes there was a mistake. And to cover up the mistake, the craftsman or the artist would fill the area with wax so that the buyer wouldn't realize that a mistake hadn't been made. But then in the heat of the day, in the sunshine, that wax would melt and the buyer would realize that he or she had been taken. That's where our word sincere comes from. From the Italian, meaning without wax. There was no phoniness when it came to Nathanael. He was, again, what you saw was what you got. A person of integrity. And in that, he's an example to us all. The outside man and the inside man were integrated together. We have a person who's thoughtful, who is skeptical a bit, perhaps a little bit prejudiced there. We have a person who at heart is a good person. This is also someone who at least at times recognized the truth when he saw it. Jesus, in the Gospel of John and in the others as well, is recognized as someone who has deep insight into people and what makes them tick. Jesus knows what's going on inside a person. And it's interesting that Nathanael asks him, how do you know me? How do you know me? For here, he's found someone who really understands him, understands what's going on inside of him. And I think, you know, for us all, it cannot be overstated how much we need at least one person who understands who we are, who knows us and accepts us. And in Jesus, Nathanael found that understanding and that loving acceptance. Maya Angelou, the late author, said this about her own spiritual pilgrimage. She said, I was steeped in Zen Buddhism. I was steeped in Judaism. At the same time, I spent some time with Islam. I'm a religious person. It is my spirit, but I found that I really want to be a Christian. I just know that I find the teaching of Jesus so accessible. I really believe that Christ made a sacrifice, and for those reasons, I want to be a Christian. She found strength in hard times in that faith. And Nathanael did too. He says to Jesus, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. On this Palm Sunday and on this Passion Sunday too, when we think of the cross, we hear again Nathanael's, you know, questioning, can anything good come out of Nazareth? But then he heard those words, you know, follow me. And he found there that understanding of his life that he'd been longing for all along. And I think today on this Palm Sunday, the church issues the same words as Philip. When we say, you know, can anything good come out of Nazareth? The church says, come and see. And there too, like Nathanael, we may find the deepest longings of our hearts and lives answered. Nathanael went on. The church in Armenia regards him as its founder. And there are also traditions that connect him with India. An honest man, a person of integrity and faith. That's Andrew for us. Amen.